Grace and peace. We are so excited to be here for another episode of Dare to Dream with Dr. Nicole. I got to tell you, it just feels so good to even say that, knowing that this vision has been in the incubation stage, if I could say, for well over a decade. And I just wanted to just thank all of you for rocking out with yours truly. You know, my motivation is to ask the question, if money were not an issue, what would you be doing with your life? And so can I give you a little backdrop, because it really is in alignment with today's show. How do you pick up on the dreams if you feel like too much time has passed you by? By vocation, even though I'm a CFP practitioner, I am a preacher. And I can recall the first time that I had to give a eulogy. And I was in the cemetery at the time afterwards to lay the body to rest. And I remember God speaking to me. I don't know if God ever speaks to you at the weirdest of times, but I recall God speaking to me, and all I can see was dreams unfulfilled. I thought about the books that had never been written, about the stories that had never been told, the music that laid in the graveyard, because people said, I wish I could have, I would have done so. We all think we have time. Well, today I have an amazing woman of God with me who, quite honestly, if I were on the outside looking in, I may discern that it might have been some of her time being snatched away from her so that she might not have had the opportunity to dream big dreams and fulfill it. What do you do when life gets in the way and you have to defer your dream? Miss Juanita Fortune is one individual that can really attest to what has transpired. So I am so excited to speak to her about not only her history, the journey that she has gone on, but where do we stand in dreaming big today? And so welcome with me, Miss Juanita Fortune. So excited to have her with us on today. How are you, Juanita?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to see you.
It is such a privilege to see you, and I am so excited to have you here with us on today. I do want to ask, you know, for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, because I did mention, you know, you might have had some dreams deferred for a while. So if you don't mind just sharing a little bit about your background, your life, your history, you know, what may have put your dreams on the back burner.
Okay, I have always been a dreamer. I have dreamed of doing things since I was a little girl. And one of the main things I wanted to do was to be an actress. You could probably tell, right?
Yeah.
But then I started dancing, and I danced and I loved it, and I was encouraged to dance. But my mom, who was a very educated, business-minded woman, said, suppose you dance and break your leg, then how are you going to make money? So I put that aside, you know, I just put it aside. I tried to get my daughter to have that dream, but she was not having it. She wasn't interested in dancing. So then I worked in corporate America because I thought that was where I wanted to be, but it was limiting. It wasn't what I wanted. It didn't fulfill me. So while working, I started a business. A skincare and makeup and all. And back in the 70s, early 80s, that was not really heard of. Right. There were a lot of multi-level marketing, you know, the programs that you could join, but this was mine. It was mine. It was great. It was prospering. And then I found Jesus.
Yes.
And I won't say he found me, because I wasn't hiding, but I just didn't know him. I didn't grow up in a church, you know, family or, you know, anything like that. But so I became so involved and enmeshed, so in love with the Lord, that I started working in ministry. But in working in ministry, I could not have my makeup business.
Right.
It was a conflict. So I couldn't do both. So I put that aside, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. And then I knew that I was called to speak, to be a speaker, especially to women and children. because that, you know, just a desperate situation that many women, especially single mothers, find themselves in. So we started a mentoring program, but the funds were so hard, you know, to get together. But we, you know, we were great. We loved it, my daughter and I. And then I set my mind on going out to speak. I went to seminary, you know, for a couple of years to get everything really under my belt on what I'm saying to people. And then I started studying naturopathy, which is the science of natural healing. Great. This is what I can speak about. Yes, I can speak about single mothers. Yes, I can speak to hurting children. Yes, but the core is your body. How do you take care of your body? Jesus said, physician, heal thyself. So how do I teach people that? And that was my dream that I finally realized that I wanted to do. Well, during that time, my sister became ill.
Yes.
And my mom was in her 70s. And actually during this time, it was a time that I met you, because I gave a women's conference and you and I met, and it was a divine meeting.
It was
absolutely divine. I'm just so thankful to God to have known you, have met you, and the way you helped us with finances, because my sister had a malpractice lawsuit.
And I want to touch in on that for a moment, not necessarily her, you know, her financial situation, but the fact that all of your dreams in that moment, because of what transpired with your sister and your mom being advanced in age, you became a primary caregiver to someone that is not only advanced in age, but also someone that was disabled. And so you don't have the opportunity to acquire resources or to build. And so we can talk about dreaming and all of those things and stopping and starting, but life kicked in and you had a responsibility, so to speak, unwittingly, right? In terms of having to take care of your mother and your sister, both of them. How did that impact Juanita?
It came hard and it came fast. The times my sister, I was working, I was doing freelance work, you know, until I could, you know, get my ministry going. But my sister, we'd have to call an ambulance 2 to 3 times a month, and she would be hospitalized. Then she had doctor appointments. My mother couldn't push the wheelchair. My sister was at a point where she couldn't see and she couldn't walk. So how could I expect my 70-year-old mother to lift a wheelchair, lift my sister, you know? So I had to stop everything that I was doing and everything I dreamed or planned to do. And so, yes, I became a caregiver, and I'm glad you used the term caregiver instead of caretaker, because a lot of people will say you're a caretaker. No, 1 Peter 5:7 says we cast our cares to him. It does not say we take care. So I give care, I don't take care. So I'm glad that you made that distinction.
and I think it's important, because the role of a caregiver is really giving of themselves. And what people oftentimes do not recognize is the underlying cost that's associated with it. That if you're a full-time caregiver, providing the qualitative care that is necessary, not just for one individual, but for two, when does Juanita have a chance to work, build on her dreams, even provide for herself financially? And I don't think that we give enough credence to people that operate in the position that you have found yourself in. And so I really want the audience to know, you know, the duration of time. And so this came fast and hard. The reality that you couldn't do it all, right? And that's at the time in which we were able to connect. And the decision had to be made. I really have to put me on the back burner and take care of both my mom and my sister. How long of a journey was that for you?
Before I answer that, I want to say something that you told me. And you said being a caregiver can drain you and can take your life. While you're caring for someone else's life, you can lose yours. And I never forgot that. It wasn't just financially, it was spiritually and physically and mentally and emotionally, because many people think, okay, my family member is sick. I can do it. They can do it. Go ahead. You can do it. That's your mother. That's your sister. You can do it. But I didn't study medicine. I studied naturopathy. I helped in that way as well. So it snowballed to a total 12-year period. You know, 12 years as a slave?
Yeah. I know what happened, but I can identify with your correlation, right? It's like, oh my God, how did I get here? And so you're reactive, not proactive, because you're just trying to put out fires every day.
Overall.
And so go ahead, continue to talk about it.
So it just kept snowballing. And at one point, maybe 2 or 3 years in, I began to feel resentful. I felt so resentful, and I spoke with 3 pastors that I knew and asked them, what can I do? I don't want to feel resentful caring for the people I love. All 3 of them said, you need to put them in assisted living and live your life, because God has a call on your life. Dr. Nicole, that did not bear witness with my spirit. This was my family. These are the people I love. The reason I spoke to those pastors was to help me not feel overwhelmed, not feel resentful. So during in that period of time, my daughter had moved to Atlanta. So like 2 years later, we moved to Atlanta, bought a big, beautiful house, had the basement finished for my clinic. Because I said, okay, I can do this in the house. While they're upstairs, I can be downstairs. I hired a part-time caregiver for the daytime. But it got worse. My sister was in the hospital even more and more, and death-threatening illnesses and incidents. And I could not do my work. I wasn't being fair to any clients, because my mind and my heart is what's going on with my sister. Then if she's in the hospital, I'm there to talk to the doctors. So I'm canceling appointments. I'm changing things around. And that was not fair. So I had to put that aside. It hurt me.
Once again, the dream is being delayed. And so you are the embodiment of someone that never let go of the dream. Stop, start. You know, without going into the full financial dynamics of what was available. You did initially mention that your sister was the recipient of a malpractice suit. So you didn't have the struggles that perhaps someone that was impoverished would have had. But that was her money. This is the part that I want people to understand. And I'm glad you laid out your theological background and your spiritual character. And the reason why I want to say it in that manner is because what people don't understand is that while you're caregiving, you're also a good steward over, you know, the welfare, overall well-being. And I've watched this, so I know firsthand, you being very clear and precise about this is for the care, welfare, and maintenance of my sibling. And then your mother had her own, you know, level of, you know, access and resources. But what about Juanita? She keeps stopping, starting, and is obligated to other individuals. Unfortunately, you know, both your sibling and your mother have passed away, and you found yourself in a new season. So that when I ask this question, if money isn't an issue, you know, what would you be doing in your life? This is something that Juanita has thought about her whole life. Like, if I could just get to it, you know. So what is it that you desire to do in your life at this season? Because I'm so glad that you have not given up.
Okay, so currently, I can go back 20 years ago. I worked on a script. because I've always been a writer. I wrote at every company that I worked at. I've been a ghostwriter for certain pastors. I've been a writer. I love writing, and it comes very natural to me. So I sat down and I wrote this script, and my sister got sick. So, I mean, I sent it to a producer. He says, I love it. I sent the query letters, what they called it. I love it. Send me the script. But how can I? I'm 2 weeks in the hospital, losing my mind, not knowing what to do. So fast forward, when my mom and my sister did die, there was a little insurance money, but it didn't last long because while I was caring for my sister, I never took a paycheck. I never took a check. I bought groceries that we all, you know, ate from. I wrote out the bills and, you know, paid for the utilities and all from my sister's money. But I never took my own, you know, made my own money from her situation. I never would. You know, when I would ghostwrite a book, I'd get a check. I'd put that in a bank, you know, like that. But that did not last. And when they passed, the insurance did not last. And here I am again. What is it that I can do? And so I recently, my daughter talked to me about it. She's now in the film industry and she's in a position. She said, why don't you dust off that script from 20 years ago and let's see about it. So I did that. It's actually 22 years ago because my daughter calls it my baby. But I said, my baby's grown now. What do we do? So I updated it. I refreshed it. And I have some other scripts, ideas that I have had for scripts. And so that's going in motion. That's going in motion. A filmmaker.
That is so awesome. So here's the thing. I always like to listen and, you know, just sort of share with individuals that are pursuing their dreams, some guidance, some directives, some economic support, you know, as a CFP practitioner, as to what it is that you can do to dare to dream. But I want to first start by saying to you, you know, I always admire your resilience. I've always admired your integrity that you've had, you know, to be able to be on the outside looking in, and the fact that you've not given up on your dreams. You're an individual that has put your family before yourself. And so as that pastor or preacher, you know, I just believe that God will give you what it is that you are so richly deserving of, because you did not give up on your dreams. So the advice that I would have for you, but I do want to say this to caregivers first before I give this advice specifically to Ms. Juanita Fortune. For those of you that find yourself in a comparable position in that regard, it is very, very important for you to really consider, how do you financially put the gas mask on yourself if you have to sacrifice your entire life? And so I really want to encourage you to always sit down with a planner to determine what equitable compensation can I receive? Because when you get older and wiser, you may not have the favor that's on Juanita's life. And so you need to have a plan that will at least get you some level of Social Security. And it's totally legal in order for you to do that. As a matter of fact, there are programs. So check your state regulations to see what is available and options that you may have. Even some state institutions may pay you to be the primary caregiver to an aging parent. And this is a conversation that needs to be had overall. Now, to you specifically, Juanita, I want to encourage you to keep pressing. And I know that that's going to happen anyway. You have a wonderful support team in terms of, you know, the positioning. And I believe that that's God's favor. Keep writing. I think you figured out the patterns of which way to write because you've historically been able to do that. I would write for everyone and everything, scripts, ghostwriting, all of those things. And here's where the favor of God for me always comes in. It comes in the fact that you have invested a lot of seed, particularly in the family. And we know that, you know, listen, heaven and earth may pass away, but there will always be seed time and harvest, and you have had significant seed in the ground. I believe that where it is that you're standing, always recognize this, that the work that you're doing now, and this is for the audience that are listening as well, the work that you're doing now is a work that provides residuals. And so you can do the work one time and checks come in for the rest of your life. And so you're never too old to dream and you're never too old to pursue those things. And today, I just want to say thank you because I believe you're going to help a lot of people who may have felt like their time has passed them by. And you were one capable and willing to pivot. And so, you know, while you're not an actress now, you look fantabulous. I'm sure there's a role for you. Tyler Perry, wake up, you know. But understand that, you know, you have really focused in on and have the skill set in an area where you can do labor one time and then receive residuals for the remainder of your life. So keep continuing to pursue that angle overall financially. Sit with an advisor, make sure that you know what it is that you are bringing in, that at this season of your life, you can get the full quarters in that you need. Full quarters meaning working experience to increase your Social Security in whatever capacity that you might be able to do that as well. And just allow that to develop your standard of living moving forward so that you can have the best days continue to be ahead of you, not just creatively, but just in living life to the fullest. Now, do you have any questions for me?
One question is, it's not even a question, it's a statement, because when this first script sells or however they want to do it, I am calling you. So that it's not a favor because you're worth you're higher. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, a hookup because you're worth your value. You know what I'm saying? But I'm coming to see you, Dr. Nicole Simpson.
Listen, that's a commercial I did not even have to mention. Well, Anita, thank you so very much. And let me talk to the audience for a moment. I just really want to say, you know, this concept that you have been too old to achieve a goal or pursue what is most important to you. If you have breath, you have opportunity. And I want you to always remember that. And one of the things that was very disappointing to me when I go back to the first eulogy that I preached and I had to go to that cemetery, don't allow that to be you. A dream that had been deferred because you thought that you could get to it. I want you to dare to dream with Dr. Nicole. If you can tell me what it is that you're looking to do, what your desire is, I can tell you financially how to get there. As always, it's been a pleasure and a privilege for you to hang out with us today. Catch me next week or in 2 weeks so we can do this all over again with another very special guest. God bless you. Dare to dream with Dr. Nicole. Like, subscribe, share. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.